Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Crocs, Old Navy Outlet, American Eagle Outfitters, Kay Jewelers, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com. Big time deals on big name brands.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Hour number two of the program here on Friday morning. And of course, it is November 22nd. Today is the 61st anniversary of the assassination of John F. Kennedy. And I've done numerous radio programs over the years on that topic, mostly looking into some of the conspiracy theories surrounding it. I've had people on like Jim Mars, who wrote the book, not necessarily on this program, but on Spooky South Coast. We've done it over the years. I've done it on my Midnight Society show where, I mean, I was very, very fortunate to get to call Jim Mars a friend over the years. He would always come on whenever we wanted him to come on, and he'd always be there to answer questions or to have a quick phone call or whatever. And, you know, he wrote the book Crossfire, The Plot to Kill Kennedy, that the movie JFK was based on. And he was just a great guy, great researcher. And I got to know him because I just reached out and said, it would be an honor to have you come on my radio program. I first read your book in a class with Phil Melanson at UMass Dartmouth. I took Political Assassinations in America with him. And, you know, he's the one that turned me on to your work. And I would love to have you come on the radio show. And he wrote back and said, oh, you studied under Phil? Well, then, all right, I'll do it. And he was great over the years. And he also recommended other people and brought other people into the fold and got to have Dan Muldea on and so many other investigative journalists who have looked into the JFK and other assassinations. And I think most people understand at this point that this wasn't just Lee Harvey Oswald acting alone. There were other factors involved in it. There were other people involved in it. Maybe the idea behind it wasn't necessarily to kill the president, but there were certainly people who were, you know, manipulating Oswald. And I always said, you know, that we'll probably, if we don't have the answers by now, we probably never will. And I still stand by that, you know, because the theory was always, oh, when the last remaining member of the Warren Commission dies, they'll release all the documents and, you know, then we'll have all the information. But here we are now 61 years after it happened and we still don't have all the information. And I know that when Donald Trump was president before, he tried to get all the information released. So hopefully he does that now in the second term. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. It's certainly going to be a topic that will lend itself to many more documentaries, films, miniseries, books, specials, all kinds of things. There's not a lack of JFK assassination content, but on a day like today too, it's also important to remember who he was as a person and why there are photos of him hanging up in homes all across Greater New Bedford still to this day. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, you.
How's it going?
I'm doing great. I have to say, you are kind of like becoming the Scrooge.
I've always been a cranky old man.
No, but you, this musical thing, I know Monday when we started the show out, you were like, please don't sing it Wicked. And then here we are at the end of the week. And I'm like, oh my God, he's going to be Scrooge. So you made me do a little bit of work, but I could have went a little further, but I can't today, but I'll get to why. So all I know is the movie is so long, Tim, anyways, Wicked. I think there's only 11 songs in it. That's what I found. Now, while we're talking, can you Google it with your research? Because I know you're way better.
That's a whole album, 11 songs.
Right, but almost 3 hours. The movie itself is 2.5 hours. So, and the songs are only going to be like, what, 5 minutes, 4 minutes top?
Yeah, so you're looking at an hour's worth of music in a 2 hour and 41 minute movie. That's still pretty significant. That's
2 hours and 41 minutes. See, that's the key. 41 minutes, an hour's worth of music. So basically, I think the 41 minutes to 45 minutes will be the music. People will get tired of singing is what I was getting ready to go to. I don't think anybody's going to. I think at that point, people are just going to be so tired out. And unless you really know all these new songs, you're not. How many?
Well, but that's the thing. They're not new songs. These are songs that have been in the musical for 25, 30 years now. So people who have gone and seen the musical again and again and again and have the soundtrack and all of that, they're going to know every single word to these songs.
Right. From the musical on stage. But there's a lot of us like me that never went and saw this musical.
Right. But it's the people who have that are going to be in the theater singing at the top of their lungs and distracting the people like you who have never heard them before.
I think they'll get tired. I don't know. I mean, I think you're safe to go see it. I think you'll be okay. I think the enthusiasts might see it in the beginning, you know, the first 4 or 5 days, whatever. But I think you'll be okay.
I'm probably not going to go see it, to be honest with you. So I'll probably watch it, I'll probably be at home when it's on streaming.
I can't sit and watch a musical that long unless I was literally on Broadway, which I've never done. That's my biggest dream. My biggest dream in my life. It's so crazy, but it's on my bucket list. That's all I ever wanted. I want to go into Boston. I want to see a big, huge production. And you know, I'm so crazy. I'm so old school. I love black and white movies. When I was in my 20s, believe it, 26 to 30, I found the station. AMC has been around for a long time. Mm-hmm. American Movie Classics. I found that and I would stay up all night to literally 6 a.m. And I was like, oh my God, movie after movie. And I loved it. But what I discovered was there was Danny Kaye, great singer, great musicals. The movies always had a plot. I loved it. And I still love it to this day because I didn't realize that Tubi actually has them. I'm like, what?
Yep, you can find pretty much anything streaming now.
Oh my God, Tubi has everything. You don't even got to go into anywhere else. So I've been back on the old musicals and stuff and just old shows. But I mean, I just have an old soul, but that doesn't mean like, I don't know. It's an addiction, I guess you could call. But I just wanted to say, because I haven't called in all week. It's kind of been an off week for me. But, I just wanted to say, don't go fuddy-duddy.
Well, I can't help it. It's who I am. But I appreciate the call, and you have a nice weekend.
You too.
All right, take care. And, I'm not going to be able to change being a cranky old guy. That's just who I was born that way. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
And if anybody knows how cranky I can be, it's you. Good morning.
Listen, I'm not talking movies, Kay, right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this thing, Matt Gaetz.
Yes.
I'm very disturbed by this. Okay, those women were paid for sex. There was no sign of rape anywhere. They laid down with the guy, the two of them, and now they come out because the Dems went crazy, and they probably wouldn't pay those women to come out with this now. And I want to know, why aren't their names on? And yeah, I'm a woman. I don't care what any other woman says about what I'm. I don't care. What's right is right. What's wrong is wrong. Why didn't they complain when all that happened? No, they took the money, they had some fun, and now this guy doesn't get the job. I want to know what their names are. Why are those women protected? Why aren't their names out there? Little sluts. What are their names?
No. First of all, don't call in here and use that language.
Okay, listen.
No, you listen. That word is not allowed on the air. That word is not allowed on the air. You're not using that word on the air.
It's not a swear word.
Because I decide what's allowed on the air and what isn't, and that word isn't allowed on the air.
I'm sorry that I hurt you.
Oh, I'm sorry that you're a jerk that can't make your point without using foul language.
I have an even worse word.
And by the way, your point is to defend a guy who's accused of raping 17-year-olds. So, you know, maybe you're not on the moral high ground here, Mary.
He accepted the money, Mr. Weisberg. That wasn't no rape. There was no word of rape in the news when I heard the story.
Hey, guess what, Mary? When somebody's 17, it's rape.
Listen, she took money. Why didn't she say something? That's another thing. These women come forward when they're ready and when they feel like it. It's clear to see.
You are a horrible person. You know that? You are a horrible person.
Yeah, I'm very horrible.
You would rather believe a slime ball like Matt Gaetz than the woman. Yeah. You'd rather believe a piece of crap like Matt Gaetz.
Why now? Why now?
It's been ongoing for a long time. You just weren't paying attention because he wasn't your boyfriend's favorite AG candidate.
All right. What about
Donald Trump is an idiot and he surrounded himself with idiots. You're going to have to deal with it. They all have accusations against him. There's going to be lawsuits with every one of these because they're crap people. Because crap draws crap.
Yes.
A crap human being like Donald Trump can only get crap human beings to work for him.
Yep. And all your Democratic people are perfect. No sin anywhere. Now they're trying to start something with the other guy, the one that was in the service all them years, that was on some talk show or news show. They said he's not capable of the job. Now they're going after him.
First of all, why would he be capable of the job? So what? He was in the military. That doesn't mean you can run the Pentagon.
So you don't think he was capable either?
No, I don't. I think he's another idiot that he surrounded himself with because he's just a yes man for Donald Trump.
No, I believe that Trump knows who he's choosing.
You do know that the Department of Defense is the biggest department in the entire government with the largest budget of anything. You're going to have a guy whose only claim to fame is he's a talk show host. I'm a talk show host. Would you put me in charge of the Department of Defense?
He was more than a talk show host. He was in the service all those years.
So what?
And if Trump thought he was capable for the job... How much do you know?
Let's see. Donald Trump's opinion is that he's capable of the job, and he proved over 4 years he isn't. Yet a whole bunch of dumb people still voted him back anyway.
Yeah, everything Joe Biden did, Nancy Pelosi, all of them, everything's fine with you.
They have a lot more years of service and experience than the people that you're supporting, Ad.
Right. I don't know. You need to wake up, Mr. Weisberg.
Well, you know what? You're going
to
be awake. You're going to be awake in 4 years when you call in and say, "You know what? You're right, Tim. I made a mistake."
No, you'll never hear that.
I know because you'll never admit it.
No, they destroyed America, and you're fine with it. Everything that they did.
America is still fine. America is not destroyed. It will be. Okay. It will be.
Things were better when Trump was in office. You know what? You just can't admit it.
No, I can't because it's not true.
It is true.
I've been better. You know what? Since all the Donald Trump voters care about are themselves and how good things are for them personally and don't care about. No, you don't care about America. You don't care about America. You care about Mary's America.
You know why you're saying those things? Because it wasn't your daughter or your son that was raped at the border. These little children, and they let them in.
Mary. You have no moral high ground to stand on here. You can't complain about the people whose daughters were raped by immigrants when you don't care about the woman who was raped by Matt Gaetz. You don't care about the woman that was raped by Donald Trump. You don't care about the woman that was raped by Pete Hegseth because they're just lying sluts, as you say. No, you are so blind and so deluded.
They accepted the money. What does that make them? What does that make them? It makes them prostitutes. They took money.
Listen, I want you to take the weekend off from the news.
Are you okay with that? I'm going to take more than the weekend off, okay?
All right.
Have a good day.
Yes, okay. Call up here and call people names. All right. The fact that people like Mary just pick and choose what they want to be outraged about, you're not getting away with that here. You know, and I'm tired of this argument of there's a big sea change coming. Donald Trump did not win overwhelmingly. Okay? If you look at the popular vote, he did not win overwhelmingly. A good almost half of this country did not want him to be president. And you can show me the stupid electoral map all you want, but that doesn't matter when all of the red area is just empty space. Well, the population areas are the ones that were blue, because most people understand, you know, people that are smart and look at this map and understand that the electoral college and the popular vote are two completely different things. And what you are seeing with the electoral college over the last few elections, and I'm going to include Joe Biden winning in 2020 as well, is it's an outdated system. Maybe going straight to the popular vote isn't the only thing, but it's still an outdated system. But if you look at the popular vote, I think the last time I checked, it was a difference of 5 million votes. So 5 million more people wanting Donald Trump to win doesn't mean that he has this overwhelming mandate in America that the way he wants to do things are right. I hear Barry and the callers every day, you know, America has, you know, universally turned away from all of this transgender stuff. No, they haven't. Transgender people are here to stay. Deal with it. People who have different opinions than you are here to stay. Deal with it. Don't call up and call them names. There's a story about a guy in Boston who went on a train, a subway, and saw a transgender person and felt like he had the right to just start insulting them and then physically accosting them. What is wrong with people? 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
What's up, Tim?
What's going on?
Ranting and raving again, huh? Protecting those Dems.
Yeah, do you have something actual of substance to say, or are you just going to do your usual stuff?
I'm going to get you a pacifier, bro. For
all right. You know what I'm going to get you? You know what I'm going to get you? A friend to talk to. A friend to talk to, so you don't have to call me anymore.
Moron.
It's funny, you only hear from that guy when he wants to call up and insult me. You know what? Get a life. What a loser. You wake up waiting for your... You're sitting there by the phone. You got the phone in your hand. I'm just going to wait. I'm going to wait till he gets worked up, and then I'm going to call in, and I'm going to show him. Oh, you showed me, you freaking dope. I swear to God, if any of you had any brains at all, and I don't mean everybody. I'm not trying to cast a net here on everybody. I'm talking the people that are turning a blind eye to the actual facts of the world so that they can say that they won. That's all that you care about. You won because you're such a loser in life that you're going to try to win vicariously through the biggest loser of them all, Donald Trump. So have at it. If that makes you feel better about it. Because you know what? I'm going to go on the rest of my day, and I'm not going to think about any of you while all of you are sitting there waiting and thinking about how can I get to him the next time he gets worked up. You dope. 508-996-0500. And get used to it, by the way, because there's going to be a lot of stupid stuff that happens over the next 4 years that I'm going to call out because it's going to be stupid, starting with all of these stupid selections for the cabinet. Because no qualified, dignified person wants to work in this administration. The qualified, dignified people that tried to do it the first time around, the people who actually knew something about how to run these departments and could actually help Donald Trump fulfill his agenda and what he wanted to do and were willing to do that, saw pretty quickly that the guy's just an idiot. He's just a self-serving idiot that really doesn't have a vision for America. And the fact that so many of you have been conned into thinking that he actually cares about you and your family, that he actually cares about the common person, that he actually, the only time he ever cared about the common person in his life is when they had money for him to bilk out of them, which is what he did for the last 4 years with all of his text messages and fundraising attempts. He basically got all of you to pay for his legal defenses, and you gladly handed over what little money you have. You gladly handed it over to a guy that doesn't even appreciate it. So you can say all you want about Joe Biden ruining America. Joe Biden never asked me to give him a dollar to defend himself while he claimed to have billions of dollars himself in the bank. That was your guy. That was your guy that did that. So you can try to take moral high grounds all you want, but you don't have any. So get ready for 4 years of getting the truth smacked in your face every morning. And if you don't like it, come back at 9 o'clock. Chris McCarthy will be here. 508-996-0500. I got to take a break. We'll be back in a few moments. All right. We are going to go into the newsroom now and get all the updates from Phil Devitt. On the other side of that, we can take more of your phone calls. 508-996-0500. We can take your app chat messages and your open line voicemails. We're getting a bunch of app chat messages that I can read when we come back. And you can read those open line. You can leave open line voicemails as well. Just make sure you're using language that we can play on the air, not words that we shouldn't be saying on the radio. All right, take it away, Phil Devitt.
After backlash, Trump picks a replacement for Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz. What Thanksgiving dinner will cost you this year? And at the movies, leave the performing to the actors.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President-elect Trump is picking a replacement for Attorney General after Matt Gaetz withdrew his nomination for the position in Trump's cabinet. Trump chose former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi for the position, saying in a post on Truth Social that she will refocus the DOJ to its intended purpose of fighting crime and making America safe again. Former Florida Congressman Gaetz is accused of having sex with a minor in the past, and some Republican senators expressed reservations about the nomination. Pete Hegseth took to Capitol Hill on Thursday as he played defense regarding sexual assault allegations. A California woman says President-elect Trump's defense secretary pick sexually assaulted her years ago. The Fox News personality confirmed he paid his accuser an undisclosed amount of money for a non-disclosure agreement. Rudy Giuliani is appealing a court order to surrender most of his assets to two election workers he defamed. A judge ruled Giuliani owed the two women $146 million, and he's been ordered to turn over many of his belongings, including his New York apartment, Mercedes-Benz, luxury watches, signed memorabilia, and cash. Giuliani hoping to reverse the decision with this appeal. The cost of serving a Thanksgiving meal is 5% lower this year compared to last year. Christopher Pudens is the Iowa Farm Bureau economist.
The total cost for Thanksgiving dinner for 10 was $58.08.
He also notes farmers receive only 16 cents of every food dollar spent. The American Farm Bureau study finds the cost is still 19% higher than before the pandemic. And the Thanksgiving travel crunch has already begun. Brian Shook with more.
Travelers like this man at Los Angeles International Airport told KTLA-TV that he was trying to get a jump on the holiday crowds but ran into delays.
It is expected. It's busy time.
His flight was canceled and rebooking was going to keep him on the ground for at least 2 hours. The TSA expects more than 18 million people to be checked through to their gates through December 2nd. I'm Brian Shook.
American Airlines improving its technology to crack down on allowing passengers to board only when their assigned group is called. As airports prep for holiday travel, the airline announced the move on Wednesday. Executive Julie Rath said American Airlines hears from customers that boarding with their assigned group is important to them because it's a benefit connected to their frequent flyer status or purchase.
Popular. You're gonna be popular.
And two blockbuster films are expected to jumpstart the holiday box office this weekend. Wicked and Gladiator 2 will both hit theaters. The adaptation of the long-running Broadway musical starring Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo is expected to earn at least $100 million in its first weekend. That would shatter the record for the best opening for a Broadway adaptation. If you're watching at theaters, including AMC and Dartmouth, the orders are no singing along. Stay quiet in your seats. Tim Weisberg has the story up on the WBSM app. Meanwhile, Ridley Scott's sequel to his 2000 Oscar winner is anticipated to bring in $65 million in its opening weekend.
WBSM Sports.
The Boston Celtics are away tonight playing the Washington Wizards at 7. Bruins are off to Detroit to play the Red Wings on Saturday. That's a 7 o'clock game, too. And the New England Patriots are headed south to play the Miami Dolphins Sunday at 1. Game here on WBSM.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Another cloudy, rainy day on tap for us here on the South Coast today. A high of 53, getting down to a low of 40 this evening. More of the same on Saturday with temperatures dipping into the 40s. And that strong wind moving in is going to make it feel even colder. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM. And get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500, and that is Sheryl Crow, and there's not much sun to soak up right now, but, you know, it's a little bit of it peeking out of the clouds, and it's better than nothing, I guess, and we are still having some of the rain over there today and tomorrow, and as we've been mentioning, it's not going to be enough to get us out of this drought, but it's a good start, and the important thing is it's probably helped put out some of those fires that have been blazing. Those wildfires that, if you have been paying attention, we've been reporting all week, 400 brush fires in Massachusetts just this month alone. So, yeah, we definitely need more rain. But I'm watching as the clouds are starting to part and as the sun is poking out a little bit more. 508-996-0500, app chat, open line voicemails in the WBSM app. We got some app chat messages through the course of the morning. Dave in New Bedford asked earlier when we were talking about movie musicals. And by the way, that was my mindless question of the day is the best movie musical. I mentioned some of my favorites. Little Shop of Horrors. Willy Wonka, if you want to count that as a musical. It's a movie with songs in it. They stop the movie every few minutes for a song, so I count that as a musical. And then Across the Universe, the Beatles musical film that doesn't have the Beatles in it. But definitely recommend it if you're a Beatles fan. Dave says, will it ever be made? Trump the Musical, featuring the hit song YMCA. I know that the Village people would give them the rights to use it because, well, you know, whoever owns the publishing for the rights, because that's who really controls whether or not somebody can use it, is who has the publishing rights. And they've had no problem with it over the last 8 years, 10 years now, pretty much, almost 9 years. So they've had no problem with it at all. And I'm sure that the Village people are happy for whatever residuals they're getting from all of that. Let's see. Ted says, wow, sounds like you're still bitter about Kamala losing. No, if I was bitter, I'd be claiming that there was interference in the election and that it was all a fraud. And I would cry about that for 4 years and then get people that believed my lies about it to go storm the Capitol. That would be being a sore loser. I'm not a sore loser at all about it. Happy says, thank you, Tim. You verbalized every thought in my head about Trump and his followers. And a couple of people have said that, you know, Mary's comments were over the line. Mary's word that she uses over the line. Jeff, we have been losing for the past 4 years. Take a deep breath, Tim. Well, get ready for more losing then, because it's not going to get any better under your boy. Let's see. DSY says, calm down, Tim. I agree with you 110%. I feel the same, but have a drink and relax. So I don't drink anything but coffee while I'm on the air. But maybe I should probably lay off some of that because it gets me too hyper. Sketty says they were minors. That's why they didn't come forward, as the money paid proved. And he resigned because he knows he's guilty. And she said, and I voted for Trump, so this has nothing to do with what party I'm for. This has to do with morals. So listen, Matt Gaetz spent days calling around to everybody in the Senate and saying, you know, what do you think about this? And came away with the decision of saying, I'm going to walk away. So that would mean, and I know that he said, oh, it seems like we've got the support. But then all of a sudden he says, but I think I'm just going to, I don't want to be a distraction. No, it's because he knew that he didn't have the support. You know, when you're Pete Hegseth and the complaints involve an adult woman, well, then maybe, you know, people are going to hear that out. But when you're talking about minors, that's like a third rail that they just don't want to touch. But now, you know, the Ring Boys scandal with the WWE is heating up again. This has been something that's been ongoing for a long time, but now it's heating back up again. And that's going to stand over Linda McMahon, because this happened during her time with the company. The stuff with Janelle Grant and Vince McMahon, you know, I say Linda McMahon has some plausible deniability in, because she stepped away from the company when she started focusing on politics. When all this was going on, you know, she was working for Donald Trump, whether it be in the Small Business Administration, running that under the Trump administration, or whether it was, you know, working alongside of him over the last 4 years. She was out of the WWE realm. So the stuff that was being, and by the way, I don't know this for sure, but I would think that if she was around and working there on a daily basis, Vince McMahon wouldn't have done the things that he's accused of doing. But the stuff with the Ring Boys goes back years and goes back to her time working and running the company. So she is going to face part of that. And by the way, the Ring Boys lawsuit heating up has nothing to do with her selection for Secretary of Education. It has everything to do with what's going on with Vince McMahon legally already. And now people are seeing that he's vulnerable and saying, all right, now's the time that we can speak out. Because previously he had the power and the resources of the WWE behind him. Now he no longer has that. Now he's just Vince McMahon on his own fighting these legal battles. Which is still, you know, a challenge if you don't have the resources to compete with him. But people have come and spoken out about McMahon, and so that has given their accusations more credence. Because it's hard. It's hard to go up against a corporation like that when, you know, you're just one person. Or in this case, you know, multiple people, but still, you don't have those kind of resources. You don't have that money. And you know that there's going to be an end point where you just can't afford to try to fight anymore. And so doesn't the other side. So that Ring Boys lawsuit might be a thorn in Linda McMahon's side as she looks for confirmation. But again, that also depends too of how much you're going to blame someone for the actions of another person. This isn't like Hegseth and Gaetz where this was their actions. that they're talking about. This was somebody else's actions. And although, you know, she was in, you know, I'm not really sure how the power structure all shook out in the way of the day-to-day operations. Oh, here comes the rain while the sun is out. That's, I always like when that happens. But those are the kind of questions that they'll ask in that confirmation hearing. If they decide to pursue this as an avenue of questioning. 508-996-0500. Let me take a call here before I get to take a break. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hi, Tim. What I wanted to say was, who's venting these people for Trump, these people? Is he doing it personally, or is he got somebody? Because most of these people all have charges, criminal charges.
I would think that you have people who are, you know, that you would say to them, hey, do me a favor, you know, look into this and just make sure there's nothing that I need to be concerned about. Doesn't mean that it's necessarily a formal investigation or anything, because you also want to be careful. If you want people to work for you and trust you, you don't want to be like, hey, I'm investigating you. You know what I mean? Like, you've got to kind of handle that delicately. So yeah. I'm sure it has like a little bit of a, do me a favor, look into this for me. As yeah, you know, anybody
that they picked, they've got sexual charges. Those three of them had so far.
But the thing is, the Matt Gaetz stuff wasn't a secret. Everybody knew about this ahead of time. Yeah. You know, with Hegseth, it's like this has come out after the fact. You know, some of the stuff you can say, well, you know, we didn't know this came out after the fact. But the Gaetz stuff was out there for a long time.
I know this is stupid, and these people are going along with it. This is stupidity. Actually, is really they are stupid. A group of stupid people.
What it is, Donald Trump saying, I can do whatever I want, and I'm going to show you how I can do whatever I want. And people that are like, yep, you absolutely can. Yep, okay, I'm just going to smile and swallow it.
Like he was a god. He's like he was some kind of a, and he's nothing.
Almost like he's trying to be a dictator, huh?
Yeah, like he's going to, like Mary probably thinks he's going to come down a market basket.
Oh, you cut out on me there. Yeah, we lost you. You cut out. All right, I got to take a break anyway. 508-996-0500. We'll be back in just a few moments.
A cute, cheap thrill. You know you love him if you put him in your will, but who will save your soul when it comes to the flowers now?
Oh, and welcome back in. 508-996-0500. Caller, I will get to you in just one moment, but before I do, I got to let you know that this is a perfect weekend to stop by Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven, because, you know, everybody's going to be out trying to buy something for Thanksgiving on Tuesday, on Wednesday. They're going to be trying to get something last minute. Go in there this weekend when you have a little bit more time and when things are a little bit less hectic. And then you can really spend some time walking around, shopping around, and asking for samples of some of the items that have purple dots so you can try it before you buy it. Because, you know, when you bring something to the Thanksgiving table, you've got to bring something that is going to impress everybody. And you want something to be something that everybody's going to like. So you can kind of get an advanced idea and be able to explain to them before they even taste it what it involves. Because you were able to sample it at Stevie's Wine and Spirits. And whether that be a bottle of wine, maybe you have a favorite kind of wine you want to bring, but maybe you also want to bring something new and different and unique. How about apple pie wine? They have that there. You can give that a try and you can let everybody know just how good it is before you even crack the bottle open. Maybe you want to bring something stronger. They have the whiskey room where you can try whiskeys, scotches, ryes. You can try all kinds of different things at Stevie's so you can find the perfect thing to bring to Thanksgiving or the perfect thing to have for yourself when you get home from Thanksgiving or when everybody leaves your house if they came to your house for Thanksgiving and you need some downtime to relax. If you are a member of the Rack House Club, your November bags are ready. So stop by and pick them up now. I got mine already and there's a great bottle inside of there plus some other things as well. So check out Stevie's Wine and Spirits, and if you're interested in joining the Rack House Club, ask them about it. For just $50 a month, you get a curated bottle every month in a bag along with a few other gifts, and you get 10% off all your purchases of whiskey and bourbons throughout the course of your membership. So check it out. Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven, and make sure you follow them on social media at Stevie's Wine and Spirits because you never know when they're going to have a pop-up tasting. All right, let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Been to Stevie's, tasted some of their bourbons.
Good stuff.
Not a bad place.
Yeah.
It's hard to try to park there when you go to the restaurant. You can't park there. Anyway, parking's always interesting. But so, you know, talk about a smooth transition of power, accepting the election results. I mean, we knew his Trump's cabinet positions were always going to be suspicious. I mean, not suspicious, but
contentious.
Yeah. And so I like that he's getting, because he's going to do things different this time than he did the first time. But, I never liked Gates. I was suspicious of Gates anyway, just because he's had where there's smoke, there's fire with him. And, you know, but with that said, this is typical Trump. This is, I think there's a more sinister plan behind this. This is a trial balloon just to see what he could get away with, what he could do. So Gates is the easiest one to throw out there with any kind of ethics issues, right? With this whole sexual thing going on and drugs or whatever it is. So he sends it out there just to see how vitriolic, how vicious it will be. And he found out how vicious it would be. He went to the Senate with Vance and said, hey, you know, can we get this guy done? And there's like, no way this guy's getting done, right? So he tries it. So all of a sudden, this is all orchestrated. He pulls it, and then just a few hours later, he picks Bondi, who actually talk about the words of Eric Holder. Hey, my job as attorney general is to be the president's wingman. There isn't a better wingman for Trump than somebody who was previously on his council. Who better than Bondi? So now how do you say no to her, right? And when you were vehemently against Gates. And so he just changed the narrative to the media within a couple of hours, because they would have loved to talk about Gates and how stupid Trump was for choosing Gates, and he's unfit to serve for choosing him. So I think he ends up getting who he wants without any other displays, but just let you know, things go. So I'm not sure what you think about that.
Well, I mean, I think you're right in terms of the strategy, but I think you've also got people that are questionable choices in other positions as well. So are you trying to soften the blow of, you know, if you just have the absolute worst, then the people who aren't quite as bad aren't bad anymore? Like, is that why you would not want to have people that are going to be a lot easier to confirm in other positions as well? Because you would think that you just want to make this as seamless as possible, so it looks like, you know, you're ready to get down to business with a Senate that should be on your side by the time, you know, January rolls around.
Yeah, no. But here's the thing. You know what? The Republicans don't like a lot of the, you know, picks for that the Democrats do, and vice versa. And then you start to mudsling, and you start to go super deep into thing. And what politician doesn't have baggage? You know, I just remember in the Clinton days, you know, oh, who cares about sex? As long as he does the job, it doesn't matter what he does in the Oval Office, right? So the mantra switches, and there's a double standard on each side, but they all got baggage, right? And, you know, and so now you have to see who's got the least baggage and who is going to, A, squawk the most. And most of the time Republicans are spineless and they just fold. Oh no, okay, we'll pull this one back. Trump fights for the people that he really believes in, and so that's the difference. And some of this stuff is fabricated. I don't know about Hegseth, I don't know about McMahon, there's all kinds of stuff going, but I just look at their records and what they've done and where they've come from, and they seem like reasonable picks to me.
All right, well, thank you for the call.
Yep, have a good day.
You too. I got to take my final break here. We'll be back in a few moments. All right, that is it. Another hour down. We will take more of your calls coming up. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemail messages on the WBSM app. If you want.
It's simple math. Tim Horton's 2-3-4 menu fills your mornings without emptying your pockets. $2 gets you a hot coffee or a classic bagel. $3, try a sausage and cheese English muffin or two classic donuts. And for $4, enjoy an egg and cheese croissant or an iced cap. Do the math. It all adds up to delicious deals. Only at Tim's. The Tim's 2-3-4 menu is available until 2 p.m. at select Columbus, Ohio restaurants. Terms apply.